Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I bet I'm nationwide.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to our good friend, Nicole Galinas. Nicole is... is a Searle Fellow, Searle Freedom Trust Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She's also a contributing editor to City Journal. And Nicole, I do have your book in front of me. I'm sorry, it was covered up here. After the Fall, Saving Capitalism from Wall Street and Washington. How many times have you heard me make that lament, ladies and gentlemen? Nicole Galinas, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you back. Hey, Nicole, everybody knows that we had this Frankenstorm in the Northeast a month or so ago, a little more than a month ago, probably about 5-6 weeks ago, just before the election. Hurricane Sandy that ran into a nor'easter and then ran into another front that created this perfect, literally a perfect storm, so to speak. And wreaked havoc on Long Island and the Jersey Shore and Lower Manhattan and a lot of other damage, and billions of dollars, not to mention the lives lost and the neighborhoods destroyed, but billions of dollars in property damage, right?
Yes, these early estimates will always change, but for example, the governor of New York says a good $30 billion at least. Just in damage, Governor of New Jersey says the same.
And so this is a regional disaster in the category, if not the scale, of Katrina, right?
Well, it depends what category means. the governor of
I'm using it loosely, Nicole.
Yeah, governor.
Work with me.
The governor of New York has said, it certainly wasn't the same level of hurricane, but the governor of New York said it was worse than Katrina in some ways. That's not really true.
Yeah, I don't think so.
If you look at the percentage of New York that was damaged, remember New Orleans was pretty much cleared out before the entire fall, and that was not true of New York. It was 9% of New Orleans' GDP. This will probably be less than 1% of New York's GDP.
Right.
So, if you look at the raw amount of economic damages, it could be up there near Katrina, but that's for a lot of reasons. Our stuff is worth more than their stuff.
That's right.
Which goes to the point of the fact that although we had less of our stuff damaged, it will cost more to replace it, but we still have a big economic base to generate revenues
to pay for
that. Yeah, so I don't think it's very useful to compare.
But in terms of it being a regional, Katrina was larger from in terms of sheer size. Katrina was much larger because it actually extended over quite a range of Louisiana, Mississippi, even Alabama, and so in terms of sheer size, but regardless, it still was a massive event of enough of an event that it was considered a major regional situation like Katrina was, even if the dollars and some of the other factors aren't the same, and enough that the region is going to be asking for help from the federal government to bail them out, aren't they?
Yeah, you look at the damage to New York, to New Jersey, to Connecticut. It certainly was a big regional storm, and the language that Governor Cuomo here in New York is using is that we need full 100% reimbursement from the federal government, just like in Katrina.
Right.
Now, what would we normally get when a major disaster, you know, when the president declares a major disaster in a state, FEMA usually reimburses 75%.
Right.
So overtime costs, lost revenue for agencies that are closed,
right,
like the transit agency, and then repair costs for some amount of time.
But usually about 75% comes from the
right.
federal government. Is that some kind of a statute or a regulation?
Yeah, that's what the FEMA law says. And so
right. But in Katrina's case, they went to 100%, right?
Yep.
Okay.
So what they do in a special appropriation is they can go up to 100%, and that's what the governor
right.
wants.
Hold on to that thought, because we're going to come back and talk about a little bit more about that and how much you and I should be paying folks who don't live in that area, and also the results of a poll that, if you remember, we conducted on this topic with our good friend Nicole Galinas. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.